From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Last week, we told you about an ambitious plan called the Simultanea Project. This week, the results. If you heard artist Erin Cooney explain her concept, you'll remember that it was to create a coordinated one-minute snapshot of the world on video.
Well, on Saturday, several hundred participants shot footage at precisely the same moment. Erin Cooney returns now to tell us how it all went. And I want you to remind us first why you encouraged people to do this.
I encourage people to do it basically because I want to see 1 minute played back from as many points of view as I can. It's kind of an attempt to have an out-of-body experience, if you will.
And how many videos did you get?
I've received more than 300 so far.
And you have an audio clip made from all of this footage. What are we about to hear?
You're about to hear audio from 18 different locations from around the world, ranging from Alaska, Thailand, London, Kentucky, New York, Slovenia, Montana, and Arizona, and a couple more.
Okay, let's roll it.
9 o'clock.
We've started. We are in Denali National Park, Alaska.
Artists are going to put it together and make it a project.
State in the United States.
Yeah!
I'm going. Take a picture of me.
Finish that.
Oh, we're still going.
This is still not our conversation.
Wow. That was terrific. How many places was that from?
That was from a total of 18 places. We were hearing crickets from Thailand. We were even hearing the view from backstage on a Slovenian television show, believe it or not.
I knew that's where that was. No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding.
Of course. Wind chimes in Kentucky. We were hearing a woman in Alaska telling us that it was still nighttime in Alaska. I want people to understand that what they're hearing really was happening in time, just as you hear it. What you hear at Senkent 20 is what was actually taking place at Senkent 20 during the one-minute moment from all over the world.
In all those different places around
that's
the world.
That's right.
When will the video version be ready, and where can people see it?
Well, I've got a lot of work cut out for me now. It's going to take me many months to produce this. I'm thinking April, spring 2011, and people will be able to see it on my website at simultaneaproject.com as well as streamingmuseum.org. And it's going to play with Streaming Museum, an organization in New York, who have partners around the world, and they have screens in public places and plazas in different cities throughout the world. And it will be shown there as well as in Los Angeles.
Is there anything you've seen or heard in all of these videos that has really surprised you about what was going on at that one particular minute on Earth last Saturday?
You know, I have to say I was thinking I was going to get some really surprising, shocking videos. I haven't received one of those yet, and that's probably a good thing. No, it's really what I asked for. It's a slice of life. You know, I'm seeing people in cars and on their bikes, on motorcycles. I've got a guy who's filmed his point of view while he's on a plane cross country. The thing that is amazing for me during this editing process is to sit down and go through all these submissions, which I still haven't gone through all of them. There's so many. But to see all of these things happening during this 1 minute, it's magical, and I cannot wait to have people be able to see that too.
Well, Erin Cooney, thank you very much for talking with us once again about your Simultanea project.
Robert, thank you so much for having me on.